Penguin Random House Audio presents Scandalous Behavior by Stuart Woods. Read for you by Tony Roberts. 1. Stone landed his airplane at Southampton International Airport in England and taxied to the FBO Signature Aviation. As he came to a halt and shut down his engines, an Aston Martin coupe drew up alongside the airplane, closely followed by a sinister-looking black Range Rover with darkened windows, as was Felicity's due as director of MI6, the British Foreign Intelligence Service. As Stone opened the cabin door and came down the steps, Dame Felicity Devonshire got out of the Aston Martin and flung herself into his arms. After a kiss and a hug, Stone stowed the cabin steps, closed and locked the door, and got his bags out of the forward luggage compartment. A man in a dark suit got out of the Range Rover, took his luggage, and stowed it in the SUV.
"What airplane is this?" Felicity asked.
"The new one, a Citation CJ3+.
I love the paint job."
"Thanks. It's my own. You can always spot me on a ramp by the stars on the tail." He walked around the car. "And what Aston Martin is this?"
"It's the DBS, brand new. I recently sold my father's estate in Kent, so I splurged."
"You certainly did." Stone got into the passenger seat. "I should check in at the FBO.
"Don't bother. It's taken care of. They'll put it in the hangar straight away and refuel it whenever you like."
"So, what's the big surprise?"
"You'll have to wait a little while and take a boat ride before all is revealed."
She drove quickly out of town and onto a motorway for a short distance, which she covered in record time. Soon they were driving through the village of Bewley, then down the eastern side of the Bewley River, a tidal estuary that flowed into the Solent, the body of water separating the Isle of Wight from the mainland. Soon she used a remote control to open a wrought-iron gate hung on old stone pillars and drove down a driveway lined with ancient trees until a large stone cottage with a slate roof revealed itself.
"Come with me," she said. "My housekeeper will take your bags upstairs and press your dinner suit."
She led him through a handsomely decorated living room and out a rear door, and they walked down a stone path to a dock where a charming old wooden cabin cruiser was moored. She got the engine started while Stone dealt with the lines, and they proceeded downstream half a mile and tied up at another dock, where a sign read, "Windward Hall." They walked up from the floating pontoon and were met by a man in an electric vehicle who took them down a shaded drive.
"Stop here, Stan," Felicity said. "Come on, Stone. We'll walk."
Stone got down from the cart and followed her father along the narrow road. Without warning, they emerged from the trees, and there before them, in a lovely meadow, dotted with old oaks and half a dozen grazing horses, was the most beautiful Georgian house Stone had ever seen. It was not overly large, and it was symmetrical, with wings extending from either side. In the center was a white portico supported by four slender columns. Stone's breath was taken away. "I've never seen anything so perfect," he said.
"That was my reaction, too, when I first saw this house as a child. The owner was a friend of my father."
"Who lives here?"
"Sir Charles Bourne," she said. "Come, let's go inside."
"Is he expecting us?"
"He's in London this afternoon. He'll join us for dinner at the Royal Yacht Squadron in Cowes tonight. But someone else is expecting us."
They walked up the steps, and the door was opened by a butler in his shirt sleeves and an apron, who stuffed a cleaning cloth into his pocket.
"Hello, Geoffrey," she said. "This is Mr. Barrington. He's come to see the house."
"Of course, Dame Felicity," the man said in a beautifully modulated voice. "Miss Blackburn is in the library. Shall I escort?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?